You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. California passed a hotly contested law this week, which bans the use of religious and personal belief exemptions, so parents can no longer opt out of certain vaccines for their kids to attend public or private schools. This all comes on the heels of a measles outbreak earlier this year that started at Disneyland. Only two other states, Mississippi and West Virginia, have no exemptions in place. So the question is, how will this impact the vaccine wars in other states and affect parental attitudes? Joining us now to talk more is Allison Buttenheim. She's an assistant professor in the School of Nursing at the University of Pennsylvania. She's currently in England. Hi, Allison. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me back.
We've seen some really fierce reactions to the passing of this law. I saw Governor Jerry Brown being called a fascist and so on. You've been researching vaccine attitudes. What's your personal take on this law?
Well, on the one hand, I'm very excited to see it pass because it should lead to fewer kids having exemptions and more kids being vaccinated, and that's a good thing. On the other hand, it's a pretty dramatic step in a state like California that had a fairly high exemption rate already and has actually just passed a law just a couple of years ago making exemptions a little harder. So to join Mississippi and West Virginia in completely eliminating all non-medical exemptions, as you said, can really be polarizing. There's been a lot of protests. There's already a recall fight going on. And I don't know that in terms of policy, it's the most effective way to change parents' minds about vaccination.
And this is a pretty draconian measure.
It is. I was just looking through the actual text of the bill earlier today. It goes into effect in July of 2016, so there's a little bit of time before it goes into effect. And there is some grandfathering. So if you had an exemption in place by, I think, January 2016, that stays in place until your kid moves up to the next age group. So, for example, a kindergartner, that would be in place until that kid is in seventh grade. It doesn't apply to homeschooled kids or kids with an independent study program. And, of course, medical exemptions are still available. So if you're a parent and feel that there's a medical reason why your child shouldn't be vaccinated, that form of exemption will still be available in California. But other than that, really, if you don't get your kid vaccinated and can't produce those vaccine records, you can't enroll your kid in school. And that's true for public school or private school.
Do you think other states will replicate this California effort?
I think they'll certainly be looking to California to see how this goes. So many states, including Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact, have bills either under consideration, about to be voted on, making exemptions more difficult. And the fact that California was able to pull this off, have Governor Brown sign it, I think other states will certainly feel a little bit more bold in saying this is a possibility. It doesn't just have to be Mississippi and West Virginia anymore that have eliminated exemptions.
Allison, a lot of parents feel that this kind of decision is an overreach on the part of the state, that it takes away a really important decision from parents. How would you talk to those parents? What would you say to them?
Well, it's certainly true that, you know, generally Americans don't respond well when they perceive some kind of freedom being taken away. What's harder to frame is the freedom, for example, that a child who's undergoing cancer treatment and can't be vaccinated, should that child have the freedom to attend school and know that the kids around him or her are vaccinated? And that's what one of the parents who helped propose this new law in California argued. This was a parent of a child with leukemia. So there are different freedoms. There are freedoms to do things and freedoms from things. And vaccination really falls under that, parental purview that this is my child and I decide what medicines go into that child and what shots. Whereas on the other hand, the public health standpoint and, the Supreme Court has supported this view that we have an obligation to protect the general public health of everyone. And we know that vaccines are an evidence-based way to do that. And we know that we need to get most of the population vaccinated to enjoy that benefit. So it just comes down to how you frame these freedoms and which ones you prioritize.
Thank you so much, Allison.
Thank you very much.
Allison Buttenheim is an assistant professor in the School of Nursing at the University of Pennsylvania, and she studies vaccines and parental attitudes toward vaccines. And she joined us from England, where she's currently doing some research.